when did Grayson's shoulder start bothering him? Do you have a sense of how serious it is?
Yeah, I don't have a sense yet. I'm staying optimistic. We're definitely doing this from to be precautionary, but he woke up after the start the next morning with some right shoulder soreness, and he had some tests yesterday. He's getting some tests now in the next couple of days, but just wanted to give him at least a couple of weeks off to let everything kind of calm down, and he's a big part of rotation. We need him this year, and so we're just giving him some time off. Yeah, so the plan there with the rotation, I'm not going to announce our rotation plan the next few days yet, but we have Means is on the will be in the rotation. Just we're not quite there yet. We have some roster moves we have to make for a couple guys.
Do you have a starter for tomorrow?
Like I just said, I'm not going to announce the starters yet for the next few days. Yeah.
The imaging for Grayson, did that come back clean, or are you guys still working through the imaging?
Yeah, the last thing I'll say on Grayson is I'm not sure yet at this point. So there's a lot of things still to happen. We're staying optimistic about it. His shoulder was sore a little more than normal after his start the other day. I haven't seen him besides in the weight room, and he hasn't thrown yet. So I'm going to look at that soon. Any more medical questions? It made me think now. I don't know what tool he doesn't have, so whatever there is in the toolbox, the whole category there, the 5 plus whatever there is, he's doing a little bit of everything, and he's got the physical ability and the mental ability to be as good as there can be. I mean, he's there's power, hit, plus arm strength, throw. He's got big time instincts. Those are only just getting better. Also, plays defense at a premium position and plays it well. So, tough not to like.
Going back, just being 23 years old, I mean, he's not finished probably. Where are you seeing him improve over the last?
In a lot of ways, definitely defensively. We'll start with defense. Defensively, just more consistent. Takes his defense very seriously. He's got a really good, really good defensive routine every day from a ground ball standpoint, and how he throws. I think the throwing consistency is greatly improved. Just and that's from his feet, but also then from the offensive side. Just see how much better he's gotten just from adding up the at bats over the past year plus. The at-bats against left-handed pitchers, that's drastically improved, and how he's been able to stay on the baseball. And he's a smart kid, so he knows what pitchers are trying to do to him. He now looks for certain pitches. He's got a good knowledge of the strike zone. That's improved also. So everything. I mean, he's just getting better and better. Yeah, well, you're hopeful always. I mean, right now with pitching in general, you're just hopeful. That's why it's tough to be too optimistic or be too pessimistic. You just don't know what's going to happen. So when it comes to timetables and things like that, your setbacks, there's all sorts of things. Meansy's case, I think that last outing, that was a real positive. And he felt great about it, and he felt good during it, and he went 7 innings, and he went 90-something pitches. And for me, that was the real tell that he's ready to get back in the big leagues.
Are any guys who have been starting going to the bullpen to be available maybe tonight if you get short?
No. No.
Brandon, Danny Coulon said when some guys in the bullpen thrive in a role that's not usually their role, it's very exciting to the entire bullpen. To the entire team too?
Yeah, I think a night like last night where we had a bunch of guys down, definitely guys that have pitched in games where we've had the lead or close games. A lot of those guys weren't available to – didn't want to pitch them last night. You know, I think that when guys can step up maybe a different role and pick up the pieces, I think that gives everybody a boost. And you know, your guys are really – they're pulling for each other. I like our bullpen, kind of the makeup of our bullpen. I think that we have some toughness down there, and those guys really, really pull for each other, and it's a bunch of good personalities, and great to have CNL back there with his personality and the energy he brings. So, and they all pull for each other.
Mental toughness is important no matter what position you play in this game. Do you think it's especially important for guys in that bullpen because of what they are asked to do on a nightly basis?
Well, you know, you got to have short memories, and yeah, it's like Webby. I mean, like I said last night, I had Webby up three times the day before. You know, here's Aaron Judge with two outs in the eighth, and they go, would you please go back out there and pitch the ninth? It's not really giving him a layup. So, you know, there's definitely a huge mental side to be in a to play in the big leagues, but also to, you know, be in a bullpen, and I think we have some tough guys down there. All right.
You're welcome.